More than 90 million Americans are at risk for lung cancer because they are smokers or former smokers. Lung cancer kills more people each year than breast cancer, colon cancer, or prostate cancer combined. There is now a test that can find lung cancer early. It's called spiral CT, and it can detect lung cancers when they're tiny, and it's hoped potentially curable. NPR's Richard Knox introduces us to one woman who decided to have the test.
Eileen Murphy is fidgeting in the passenger seat of a white SUV. Her fiancé, Dennis Carson, is taking a break from work to drive Eileen to Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. This is a very important day for Eileen, and she's very nervous.
I wouldn't have made it through today without the cigarettes. There's no way. There's no way.
The entire trip, she tugs at her fingers and gnaws on a soda straw.
How many have I had today? Probably at least 10. Probably. But today's a stress day, so that's more than what I normally would have had by now.
They arrive at the hospital.
Christopher, shut your game off so we can get out of the car.
Eileen climbs out and stops for a moment. A trim woman with short sandy hair drawing on a cigarette before she goes inside for a test that could tell her if she has lung cancer. Eileen, Dennis, and Eileen's 8-year-old son Christopher look for a seat in the hospital's cavernous lobby to wait for the radiologist.
Well, she's supposed to meet us down here, so this is the quarter inch bunk. She said she'd be down here about quarter or two.
Eileen is here today because she's finally acting on something she's thought about for months. She's getting a spiral CT, a controversial test that can detect tiny nodules in the lung that could be cancer.
When the radiologist called, she said, not to wear any metal from the waist up, so I'm just taking off my jewelry from the waist up.
Eileen hands Dennis her jewelry, but she's not ready to let go of the diamond engagement ring that glitters on her left hand. It's a reminder that in just a few weeks, Eileen and Dennis will get married and move their two families into a new house. That's a big part of why she's getting spiral CT. She hopes the test results will free her from the specter of life-threatening lung disease as she begins a new life.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Pleasure to meet you.
Hi.
Finally, time for the test.
I'm Francine Jacobson. I'm a chest radiologist here at Brigham and Women's Hospital. I perform all of the lung cancer screening CTs at this point in time and have research activities going on in the detection and measurement of small pulmonary nodules.
Eileen's decision to get spiral CT wasn't easy. Her fiancé Dennis's attitude is, sometimes it's better not to know some things.
Doing homework.
Eileen stands at home in her kitchen cooking French fries and explains why she's so worried about lung cancer.
I'm 40 years old. I've spent probably about 30 years of my life smoking. I don't know what to do with myself. I don't think I would know what to do with myself not picking up the cigarette. So that's kind of scary in a way. I'm cooking Robbie's favorite fries.
It was in this very house where Eileen started smoking as a girl of 10 and tried to keep it a secret from her parents.
I snuck around for the longest time. I got caught once when I was very young. I think I was about 12. My father found out and I got a beating. Literally got a beating for smoking.
Was there a time when you sort of realized that you were hooked?
Yeah, when I was pregnant with my first child and just could not. I just couldn't. I smoked all through all four pregnancies.
But Eileen knows better than most people that catching cancer early is the only hope for beating it. She's a receptionist for a group of doctors who specialize in treating cancer. She says when she read about spiral CT in her local newspaper, she thought it might offer a way to beat the odds and to help her quit smoking, whatever the test showed.
I want to enjoy my life. I don't want to be sick through the second half of my life. I'm hoping with the new home, the kids, and realizing I want to be around when they get older. I want to dance at their weddings. I want to see grandchildren. I want to see great-grandchildren, hopefully.
I think you should stop smoking forever.
My mouthpiece.
So Eileen made an appointment for spiral CT. She thought she'd have to pay the $350 fee since most insurers don't yet cover the test. That's because there are no long-term studies showing it definitely makes a difference in treating lung cancer. But a growing number of doctors believe it does. And as it turns out, her insurance did cover it. On the day before the test, Eileen's boss, cancer specialist Terry Mulvey, sits her down for a talk. Mulvey wants to make sure Eileen knows exactly what spiral CT can and can't do.
Now, what to expect? It's like a CAT scan. Have you ever had a CAT scan?
Yeah, I actually have.
On your neck. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mulvey is nervous, too. Privately, she says she's worried about what Eileen's test might uncover. She's noticed that Eileen's fingers are clubbed, thicker at the tips than normal. That can be a sign of lung cancer. Speaking to Eileen, Mulvey warns the test results might show things that are hard to interpret.
Is it an old scar? Is it an episode of bronchitis? Is it something related to emphysema? And they may ask you to take antibiotics and be rescreened. So the results, although they may not be positive, may not be totally negative.
Okay.
And then the real issue is smoking cessation. And you knew once I got you in this room.
Yeah, I knew you were going to do this.
Yeah, I'm vicious to the office staff.
She is. She's
about
so
smoking.
She's so vicious. She bagged me last week.
Mulvey is a crusader, both about smoking and the value of spiral CT.
In this practice, which is a community-based oncology practice, we see lung cancer, lung cancer, lung cancer, lung cancer. It is the most common cancer out there.
And that's the reason Terry Mulvey and many other U.S. doctors are enthusiastic about spiral CT. The technology's been around for a decade. It uses X-ray detectors that spin around the patient's body. That makes a spiral image of the patient's inner geography. More than half the hospitals in America use spiral CT for a variety of diagnostic tests. It makes sense that spiral CT should be able to find lung cancers when they're curable, but many experts are highly skeptical. One group of researchers is working hard to overcome this skepticism to prove that spiral CT will actually save lives. We're in a small, overheated room at Cornell University Medical School on Manhattan's Upper East Side. This is the world capital of lung cancer screening.
But it really looks fairly benign. The borders are smooth,
yes.
Right?
Dr. Claudia Henschke runs the operation. By the end of this year, Henschke aims to have scrutinized the lung scans of 10,000 New Yorkers. And although she's controversial, Henschke is the reason Eileen Murphy's doctor, and many other cancer doctors, are gung-ho about spiral CT.
The smaller you have a cancer, that you find the cancer, the less likely it is that it's spread to other organs. And if you can catch it in a local state where it hasn't spread, and you can take it out, then most of those, not all of them, but most of those people are cured. So I think everybody will agree that smaller is better. Size absolutely makes a difference.
2 years ago, Henschke published a landmark study that attracted international attention. It suggested spiral CT does catch lung cancer early. Among 1,000 smokers and ex-smokers, she found 27 with early-stage lung cancer. Many of them had successful surgery and remain cancer-free today, she says, but won't say how many until she's followed them a couple more years. But Henschke has no doubts.
The only thing we still need to prove is exactly what is the cure rate that we achieve with lung cancer. Does it go up to 70%, 80%, 90%? But that there is a difference just by sheer logic, we know that.
I just do not think that this is the way which we should practice medicine.
Dr. Ned Patz is professor of radiology at Duke University Medical Center.
It is premature that we are promoting and we're suggesting patients have a test which has not been validated this time.
To validate the test, Patz says, proponents need to prove that cutting out small lung tumors actually cures the disease. Even lung cancers the size of a pea might sow undetectable seeds of malignancy, he says. Even at that size, a tumor contains about 1 trillion malignant cells.
That tumor has the potential to shed about 1% of that tumor into the bloodstream, or about 1 billion cells every 24 hours.
Pat says some of these cells might grow into cancers, and the patient might eventually die of lung cancer, even though the original tumor was removed. So spiral CT might not ultimately save many lives. Until that question is resolved by large long-term studies, he says, nobody should even think about using spiral CT on a wide scale. But technology is seductive, and the fear of lung cancer haunts millions of people. One recent newspaper ad for a Connecticut hospital plays on that fear. Put your mind to rest with a simple test.
Mammography?
Yep, I just had one last one.
Do you smoke?
Yep.
How old were you when you started smoking?
10.
We're back at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston.
Maximum?
After taking Eileen's medical history, radiologist Francine Jacobson escorts her to a room that contains a big white metal donut, the spiral CT machine.
The actual test takes about 20 seconds, and I ask that you hold your breath as best as you can during that 20 seconds.
Are you sure you can hold your breath for 20 seconds?
Don't be smart.
A nurse helps Eileen lie down on a table that will glide through the machine.
Blow your breath out. Now a deep breath in. Hold your breath now.
It's all over in about a minute. Eileen steps into an adjacent room crammed with a space station console and a bank of computer monitors. She and Christopher watch as the monitors gradually paint a series of textbook pictures of Eileen's inside.
Those are my teeth. Those are all the fillings in my teeth. Same, Chris?
You got no more fillings.
Yeah.
Even more than me.
I know.
The next day, time for the results. Just before noon, Eileen is pacing in the chilly spring air outside her doctor's office. Not because she's cold, but because today is her quit day.
It's just headache. I got a rotten temper. And I'm chewing on straws.
Inside, Dr. Terry Mulvey greets Eileen.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Edgy.
Three things came out of the study. The first is that you have nothing to suggest cancer at this point, and that's the most important thing. The second is that you have lots of little teeny nodules which suggest something like chronic bronchitis, but probably the most striking finding is the emphysema. For someone your age, the amount of emphysema that you have is way more than we would expect. It sort of took everybody by surprise. And that's directly related to the tobacco. But the good news is no cancer. And that's fabulous.
Yeah.
Mulvey goes on to explain the test does not mean Eileen is permanently free of lung cancer. She'll have to get spiral CTs every year or so if she wants to know whether something's developing. Meanwhile, the emphysema damage is permanent, but it won't necessarily get worse if Eileen quits smoking. Outside again, Eileen looks relieved but pensive, absorbing the mixed messages.
You feeling glad you got the test?
Glad I got the test. A little guilty. Because I did it myself. My smoking caused the emphysema, so I did it myself. That's nobody's fault but my own.
Eileen gets into her SUV and drives away. Over the next weeks and months, she struggles to quit smoking. But the stresses of everyday life keep getting in the way. Moving, getting married, melding two families into one. She's still smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. Eileen says getting the spiral CT test has turned out to be as much a burden as a blessing. Now she knows that her lungs are already damaged by emphysema. But that knowledge alone hasn't been enough to get her to stop smoking. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.